reasonable and comfortable future for life. Two, why no one likes to pay taxes. In Gianni Rodari's children's book, The Adventures of Cipollino, the author writes, "Once a month, Signore Tomato walked around the village houses and made the peasants breathe deeply in his presence. In turn, he measured their chest volume after inhalation and exhalation, then made a calculation and determined what amount was due from each air consumer." Since then, the tax system has changed little. To the one who collects the tax in general, it does not matter for what reason the tax is collected. It is important to collect a certain amount of money. So there are various excuses offered for why this money should be paid, for air and so on. But why not do it painlessly for taxpayers and much more efficiently than it is done now? As it was once said, 100,000 spectators per $1. It will be crazy money. And at the same time, it is not expensive for the audience. At the moment, modern taxation looks like this. Imagine a stadium for 100,000 spectators, then a quarter of them would pay taxes of $4 each. A quarter would not pay anything at all because they would enter the stadium without tickets. Those who try to pass for free without tickets would be sluggishly and rarely caught, deprived of all property, and put in jail. And a quarter of the spectators for poverty would pay an extra dollar each, just because they came to the stadium. The organizers cannot check tickets of all, therefore they rely on the integrity of the audience. But the worst thing is that the stadium owners have no guarantee that they will collect $100,000. Most often, they would hardly collect $75,000, and the rest they would try to extort from individual viewers who would be caught without tickets. Agree, you cannot think of a stupider and more painful system. As the American researcher Charles Adams wrote, the similarity between tax collectors and robbers stems from the very meaning of the word tax, which means withdrawal by force. Taxes are not debts, although we often use the expression tax debt. In debt disputes, it is a question of returning in full the amount borrowed. There is nothing like that in tax disputes. The taxpayer often owes the state simply because it is so ordered. The essence of taxes, therefore, is in the weaning of money or property by the state without direct compensation or any compensation for such weaning. People at all times instinctively call tax collectors robbers because they act through threats and humiliation. The tax collector is a bureaucratic Robin Hood who takes wealth away from everyone who gets in the way, and like Robin Hood, the collector often does a lot of good works with the money that was taken because the state would collapse without taxes. Taxes are the fuel that drives the locomotive of society. The most ancient civilization we know, Sumeria, which arose 6,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, also collected taxes. There are clay tablets telling of the Sumerian city where everything was subject to heavy taxes. The signs read, "There were tax collectors everywhere." Then came the good king, who, as stated in the tablets, established freedom and there were no tax collectors anywhere. But even after 6,000 years, taxes are not popular and are universally perceived as a necessary evil that, whether you want it or not, you have to put up with. Moreover, such an attitude to taxes is typical for both those who carefully pay them and for those who successfully evade paying them. It is unlikely that there is even one normal person who would get pleasure from the process of paying taxes. Not even from the mantra, "pay and sleep peacefully," namely because of the very fact that he was deprived of a portion of his income. Taxation systems are complex, cumbersome, inefficient, costly to the state, and completely unfair. The majority of taxes are paid by the working population, the so-called middle class, which even in the most developed countries sometimes does not have enough money to maintain a decent lifestyle, and they have to go into debt. Large corporations successfully evade taxes using a variety of legal and not entirely legal methods. A significant part of the population, those who work for cash, migrants and small entrepreneurs, often pay nothing to the state budget at all, not to mention the poorest parts